G'day, I'm Pete Dillon. Let's chat. Let's Chat is a space where you and I get to talk to some really interesting people. Let's chat to Petula Clark.
The light's so much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't find a place for you downtown. Everything's waiting for you downtown.
With almost 70 million records sold, 67 years in the business, 3 Grammys, 159 top 40 hits across the world, our commercial success in English, French, Spanish, Italian and German, and the star of more than 30 films, my guest is at the tender age of 84 releasing a new album and embarking on a world tour. She is the First Lady of British music. Her name is Petula Clark and I am utterly delighted to be able to speak to her.
Well, thank you. I'm utterly delighted to be speaking to you.
It's an extraordinary resume that you have to last in a business that is almost known for its futility and its disposal of pop stars. How have you maintained your edge for, dare I say, almost 70 years?
I don't know. I mean, it's a bit of a mystery to me. You know, it's true. I certainly don't work at it. I think I've been, how shall we say, this sounds a bit highfalutin, true to myself. I've never tried to sound like somebody else I've tried different things, I suppose, over the years. You know, like anyone who knows me knows that I've changed my hairstyle over the years. I even dyed my hair red for a while. And, you know, women do things like that. And singers, sometimes they'll try a little bit of rock and roll, they'll try a bit of disco, they'll try a bit of this and that, you know, really more for fun than anything else. But through it all, I've always stayed myself. So, you know, what that means, I don't really know, but that may be the secret to my lasting so long in this business.
You are 84 years old, so that is no mean feat, and I don't know
how. Hey, wait a minute. You don't have to keep on saying it, you know.
Well, I think it's part of the extraordinary character that you are, that an album that you released has compared you to performers who are a quarter of your age who tend to come and go. And I'm still in awe of how you've been able to sustain such a long career and through so many changes. You've seen the coronation of the Queen. You've performed at her Silver Jubilee. She's still going. So have you. There must be something in the water that keeps the two of you quite strong.
I haven't thought of that. I don't know. You know, really, you're asking the wrong person. I have no idea why I'm still here. Maybe your audience will know. All I can say is that I enjoy what I do. I mean, how many people can say that they really enjoy what they do? I look forward to being back on stage in Australia. I'm speaking to you from New York, incidentally. And I was in Montreal a couple of days ago where I was working on some new French songs, because I'm going to be making a record of French-Canadian songs and going on a Canadian tour next year. And I'm doing a U.S. tour later this year. I do all this because I have fun doing it.
Mm, it's astounding that you have the energy to keep. Who encouraged you to start? I know that you were 9 years old and there was a performance on the BBC that came about by accident, and then your career seemed to just start to take off, and by the time you were 17, you were a household name. Who encouraged that start for you?
Well, I suppose it was my dad. My dad was... Well, I absolutely idolized him, you know, and, as a child. And he was a very good-looking man. He looked a bit like Errol Flynn. I don't know if any of your listeners will know.
Oh, yes,
they
will know, yes.
Okay, he was very handsome. And he was a frustrated actor. He was never allowed by his parents to go into you know, that shocking thing called showbiz. And so, you know, when he realized that he had a daughter, I was the first child, he'd always wanted a boy, incidentally. So, you know, he taught me to box and stuff like that. And he heard me singing around the house, and I guess he must have thought, well, you know, that's pretty good. And he encouraged me. But there was, you know, this is a long time ago. You know, the world was very different then. We had a war on. We didn't have all these talent shows, you know, like the X Factor and all that stuff. And it just happened. And it went on just happening. And in fact, my whole career has just been a series of incidents, accidents. You know, there's never been any big plan. You know, there's never been a Svengali behind me saying, now you will do this, now you will do that. You know, no, nothing like that.
Well, it brings me to my next question. You've performed on stage, you've sung with Julie Andrews, you've been on TV with Ed Sullivan and Dean Martin. Like I said in the intro, 30 films, 159, I think, top 40 hits across the world, commercial success in English, French, Spanish, Italian and German. Is there something that you enjoy more in your performing life than other parts? Do you have a thing for TV, or would you prefer to be in film, or is performing on stage the love? What's the thing that sort of drives you the most?
That's a hard one, you know, because to be honest, you know, all of it's very different. You know, making a record, especially these days, you know, you make a record in a almost like a shoebox. You know, as long as you've got, you know, great technician and some good songs and great microphones and hopefully a good singer. That's about it, you know. It's all about sound. Making a movie, you're playing a role. You're not actually being yourself. You're saying somebody else's words. And, you know, the same thing when, you know, I did Sunset Boulevard. I was playing a totally different kind of person to myself. That's fun. I like that. To be honest, you know, the best bit is what I'll be doing in Australia when I come over. You know, I'll be on stage with a bunch of great songs and great musicians and a great audience. I mean, what else do you need? That's the best part. Because that's when I can actually be me, not playing a role. And I go out there and I'm very relaxed and liberated.
How do you keep your voice? Do you work on voice exercises? Is it? Do you take care of your diet and your well-being, or is it just something that you were gifted with?
Well, I think I'm not about gifted, but I think I'm just lucky because I really don't do any of those things. I certainly don't work out my voice. I don't do vocal exercises. Maybe I should, but I don't. And diet. Well, diet, you know, I wouldn't mind losing a few pounds, but, you know, I don't want to lose it everywhere. You know, I'm a woman, you know, so the weight is around the hips, of course. So I'm not on a diet, you know, I just try not to go mad, you know, but I like enjoying my life too. I like to eat and I like to drink. Well, I say drink, I'll have a glass of wine with a meal. I'm really looking forward to my flat whites in Australia.
Ah, excellent.
And they're not, yeah, that's where I have to be careful. To be honest, I don't do anything. I'm just lucky, yeah.
What can our audience expect when they come to see you?
Well, you know, I'll be me. That's it, you know, that's it, folks. And I'll be singing songs that I like, which includes some of the new songs from the new album. But, of course, I'll be singing the old songs too, you know, I mean, because they're still great, you know, Downtown, etc., you know, all of those Tony Hatch songs are still great. I'll play the piano maybe for a few songs. I might even sing one song in French, but it's going to be very much who I am, and I'll be chatting maybe a bit between songs. It's, you know, I just do my concert.
You've worked with some of the great luminaries of stage and screen. I know you were very close to Sasha Distel, who for all of his life. Do you have a favorite? I know it's like asking, do you have a favorite child, but do you have a favorite person that you've worked with who's sort of always been that, I don't know, that I don't want to say career highlight because there would be so many, but is there somebody you've worked with that's just been, that you've just clicked with so very well?
Oh, there are many, yes, you're quite right, there are many. You know, I find that the really great performers are usually pretty great people. And I was very lucky to work, you know, with Peter O'Toole, whom I absolutely adored, and Alec Guinness. Fred Astaire was very special because he was a total, yeah, he was a total perfectionist, and he never thought he was much good, you know. we used to have these long conversations about, you know, well, about music and about life. He loved pop music, and he used to get me to sing for him all the time, and then I would get him to sing for me because I loved the way he sang. But he was so being a perfectionist can be very hard on you, you know, because he, for instance, I mean, making this movie together, Finian's Rainbow, was very hard because we were making it in L.A. and the weather was particularly hot and we were shooting outside and people were fainting, you know. We all had to take salt pills, you know, and all that kind of thing. So when the weekend arrived, we'd all sort of disappear to our air-conditioned houses and swimming pools and whatever, and he, Fred, would stay in the studio over the weekend, sleep in his dressing room, and work with his choreographer so that he would really get up to scratch, because he was nervous about not being quite there, you know, because he was already, wasn't a young man. I think he was in his 60s when he did Finian's Rainbow. But he was so in love with what he did. He wanted to do it perfectly for his audience.
Well, it's thank you so much for joining me. Petula Clark's new single, Sacrifice My Heart, is from her new album, From Now On. The album was released on the 24th of March, and I dare say this has been a highlight of my life. Thank you for an opportunity to speak to you this morning.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. That is the First Lady of British Music. Her name is Petula Clark. She is an extraordinary performer with a resume that is, I think, unmatchable in this modern age, and certainly a delight to meet.
Everything I touch is turning to gold.